Last night, I dreamt I went to Mandalay again. I stood at the end of the drive, my heart thumping in my breast, the strange prick of tears behind my eyes. There was Mandalay, our Mandalay, the grey stone shining in the moonlight of my dream. Moonlight can play odd tricks upon the fancy, even upon a dreamer's fancy. As I stood there, I could swear that the house was not an empty shell, but lived and breathed as it had before. But then a cloud came upon the moon and the illusion disappeared. I looked upon a desolate shell. We have no secrets now from one another. All things are shared. Granted that our little hotel is dull and the food indifferent, and day after day dawns very much the same, yet we would not have it otherwise. We both appreciate simplicity and live very much by routine. Every afternoon we enjoy the little ritual of our tea, 2 slices of bread and butter each, and China tea. I often think of 4:30 at Mandalay, the table drawn before the library fire, and a feast was laid before us always, and yet we ate so little. The waste used to worry me sometimes, but I never dared tell Mrs. Danvers.